is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Are you a dog or a cat owner? If you are, I want to hear from you. If your dog or cat has ever done their business in your house, how big of a problem is this? Does it happen that often? Have you a situation where your cat has got sick or done its business in your house? I don't think cats do it, to be honest with you. I'm a cat owner and cats tend to be quite clean. It's dogs that are the dirty ones. But if you have a cat or a dog that has ever done a poo in your house or got sick in your house, I would love to hear from you now and find out how bad it actually was. Because any dog owner will know that when a dog poops in a house, it can be absolutely disgusting. Well, one Dublin girl's video has gone viral in the last 24 hours. Her name is Megan Davis. We'll be talking to her in a moment. She's from Tala, and her dog, it's a staff by the name of Avon, absolutely destroyed her house the other day. And Megan arrived home to find that the house was destroyed by Avon, the five-year-old staff. I want you to have a listen to the video. So let me describe this for you. You can see the video on our Instagram page, on the 98FM Instagram page. But Megan arrived home from work and Avon, the five-year-old staff dog, was upstairs. And when Megan arrived home, she went up the stairs to the landing. And the video shows Megan with a napkin over her ear or over her face.
She's gonna cry now, like.
And she's gone up the stairs. And she's covering her whole face with a napkin because such is the smell that the dog Avon left behind in the house. And Megan joins us on the line. And I'm going to find out exactly what happened. But I want to hear from you. 6797981. Text or WhatsApp us. 087798 9898. Has your dog or your cat ever destroyed your house? And if so, how bad was it? Where did they do the poo or where did they get sick? Megan, you're very welcome along to 98FM's Dublin Talks. Now, we've played the video for the listeners, but I want you to tell me exactly what happened when you arrived home yesterday.
Right, okay. So I came home and I walked into my front door and I just got this awful smell. And I walked up the stairs and I seen the poo everywhere and I just thought I'd record it. I think it was funny.
Now, in the video, it shows it's the upstairs in the house and is it against one of the bedroom doors? Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's in my brother's room.
Your brother's room. And Avon had literally, well, for want of a better word, crapped himself all over the landing.
Yeah.
Who cleaned up the mess? Or who had
me.
To?
Okay, I did.
Because obviously he's your dog.
Yeah.
And what did he had to eat beforehand?
The neighbours had, like, threw him in a lamb bone and there was garlic in it and it didn't agree with him and then how it happened.
Okay, yeah. So, what, he's allergic to garlic or he just doesn't like garlic? I suppose dogs.
I don't know, I think he might be allergic.
So you arrived home, went up the stairs. I assume as soon as you went into the house, because looking at the video here in front of me, it looks absolutely horrific.
Oh, it was disgusting.
So you put, what, did you got a handkerchief up to your face?
No, my dad's two socks. I wrapped them, I tied them together, wrapped them around my nose. And
so you went upstairs, saw that the dog had literally splattered his business all over the top of the floor outside your brother's bedroom. How long did it take to clean up and how did you clean it up?
Oh, it took me about half an hour to clean it up. It was that bad, like it was disgusting. I used a kitchen towel and I ran out of that. Then I ran out of toilet roll. So I just went to the press and got two tea towels and scooped it up and put it into a bag.
Now, when did this happen?
Friday.
It was Friday. Is the smell still there? Because I know I don't have dogs, but I have cats. And I know when cats do their business in the house, it's impossible to get rid of the stench. Is the stench completely gone?
Yeah, no, it's gone. We have someone coming out tomorrow to clean the carpet.
Oh, you're getting very professionally cleaned as well.
Yeah.
And Avon, is there any punishment for Avon after doing that? I know obviously it wasn't his fault.
Yeah,
it was the neighbour's fault.
No, there was no punishment.
Does he sleep in the house? Does he sleep upstairs or downstairs?
Yeah, he just sleeps upstairs on the landing.
Ah, so he ended up going to the toilet where he normally sleeps.
Yeah, basically.
but I assume it was because he couldn't hold it any longer. He couldn't get outside the house or whatever.
Yeah, no, because Noam was in the house and I was only after coming back. So he obviously couldn't hold it in.
I have to say, Megan, it's a job. I've had to do it in the past. It's a job nobody wants to do.
And no way. It was absolutely disgusting.
And looking at the video, you were literally heaving as you were doing it. So the smell is completely gone. You don't need to change the carpets at all. And Avon is still in the good books.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Thanks very much for joining us on 98FM, Megan. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
And I'd like to hear from you. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98. And there's a lot of comments coming in about this already. So you heard what happened with Avon. Basically, the dog had eaten a bit of lamb with garlic on it. And now I love a bit of garlic, but obviously dogs don't. And she arrived home. And if you look at the video once again on our Instagram page, 98FM Instagram page, you will see the mess that poor Avon left at the top of the landing. And it was absolutely, she was heaving walking up the stairs. Trying to clean up the mess, but she cleaned it up herself. The carpet cleaners are coming today, so we want to hear from you. 6797981, text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Have you any examples of times where your dog or your cat has absolutely wrecked the place? Does it happen that often? Have you arrived home to your cat or your dog absolutely destroying the place? Now, about a year ago, we have two cats, and they're not house cats, but they come in every now and then. And about a year ago, one of our cats decided, for I don't know what reason, and if somebody has the answer to this, but one of our cats decided to urinate in our bedroom. And we tried everything to get rid of the smell of pee. Now, for those of you who don't know, cat pee is absolutely disgusting. It's vile. It really is. And the cat peed just beside the locker in our bedroom. And we tried everything to get rid of the smell of cat pee. I was down on my knees washing it for hours on end with hot soapy water, the whole thing. And I just couldn't get rid of the smell of it out of the bedroom. In the end, we ended up having to pull up the carpet and get a new carpet down just to get rid of the smell out of the bedroom. And even when we got the new carpet put in, it was absolute. I'd say it took another couple of months before the smell actually got rid of, came out of the bedroom. That's how bad the smell was. So if you have stories of your cat or dog absolutely wrecking your house with poo or wee, I'd love to hear from you. 6797981. Text or WhatsApp us. Jeremy, there's actually a gastric virus going around at the moment in dogs. We had the same. The dog is sick. Okay, I thought it was because the dog had eaten garlic and that the dog was allergic to garlic or something like that. She's lucky that the dog is alive. Garlic is fatal for dogs. I don't know. Is that true? I don't want to give out the wrong advice. Can somebody confirm or deny that? Is garlic actually fatal for dogs? Lauren, how are you?
Hiya.
Now, you can see where I'm coming from with the whole cat thing. Your cats did the business in the house as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a couple of cats, but one of them, like, if you leave a plastic bag or a bag, any kind of bag on the floor, he'll wee on the floor, on that bag, like, no matter what it is. So you have to be really careful. Whatever it is, he just always goes, when he sees a bag, he'll wee on it. Like, so you have to make sure you can't leave anything on the ground because they stink. They make the house stink, they do, you know.
Oh, there's nothing worse. And we were so embarrassed because people would be coming to the house and you could smell it in the bedroom and nobody wants their house smelling a cat pee.
No, you don't even realise until, you know, when I didn't have any pets and then when I had them and you walk into the house, you know a house that has pets in it, like, you can smell it, like, no matter what you do, like, you know, so there is a smell from the minute, like.
So when visitors come over to your house, the first thing that goes, yeah.
No, I have plenty. I spray stuff, but, you know, you are aware of it, like, you know, I am aware of it, like, and my other half, he absolutely hates it, like, you know, so we do have to hide, you know, when the cat does something the kids can't tell.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Thanks very much, Lauren. I'm glad that I'm not the only person who's had a cat wee in the house. I'd like to hear from you. 6797981. Cats and dogs doing their business in the house. Has it happened to you? Darren, how are you? You're on 98FM.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are things?
Oh, not too bad at all.
Now, you're a cat owner, like myself.
Well, it's my wife, really. I just tolerate them.
Oh, okay. What, the wife or the cats?
No, the wife has the two cats, so I just tolerate the two cats.
Oh, you tolerate the two cats, okay.
Yeah.
And, what, have they got the house wrecked?
I have to be honest with you, yeah, like, we have them now nearly, say, 11, maybe 12 years, and in the beginning, they were fine, they were absolutely brilliant in the house, but the older they have gotten, now, they have gotten their training and all when they were kittens coming up, but I have to say, they spray all over the house. I mean, it is absolutely vile. Every part of the house is just destroyed with them. The carpet on the stairs, we had to replace twice. Oh. They get sick even on the bed.
Oh, lovely.
And I hate when they bring in the dead rats and mice. And we had to replace the kitchen door and the sitting room door where they sprayed on them, and they literally just fell to nothing. And the new doors now are starting to flitter at the bottom as well.
Kevin, or Darren, I have to be honest with you. I've spoken to you for 2 minutes and you sound like a broken man. You really do.
I have to be honest with you, my two cats, and I love animals, I do, but my two cats right now have just put me off cats for life, because even the smell, like, when we are out working all day and you come home in the evening, it's just the smell of cat in the house. It's absolutely sickening. There's times if the smell is strong in the kitchen, I'd have to eat my dinner in the sitting room. It's that bad, yeah.
Now, have you told the missus how you feel about the cats?
I have indeed. She told me if they're going, so am I.
Oh, okay. That's not good. That's not good for you, to be honest with you.
It's not. No, and I have to be honest with you. At this stage now, there has to be some kind of compromise, but it's just not happening. But I'll be honest, yeah, it's absolutely atrocious. And I've heard that the urine and that's what they have is quite toxic. It's bad for you.
Yeah, of course it is. Cat wee is manky. And they've got sick on the bed as well.
They get sick on the bed, they got sick on the floor beside the bed, yeah, and it's just the course of, and when you come home in the evening times, because they've gotten sick probably during the day at some stage, it's just caked onto the bed where everything just has to go, like, you know.
I'm sorry for your troubles, Darren. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be much choice because your wife has told you if they're going, you're going as well. I know you love the cats and all that, but they're bringing home presents like rats and mice and all that, are they?
Yeah, they are indeed. Yeah.
I don't know how to stop that. If anybody has any advice, by the way, on how to stop that, as a cat owner, my cats are constantly bringing home little presents and I've no idea how to stop it. Now, for those of you who aren't cats owner, you won't understand this, but cats like to bring home presents, be that a dead bird, a dead mouse or a dead rat. And they bring it into the house for you. And like, my cat walks into the living room and he'll hand me a dead bird and he'll be like, there you go. And I'm like to my cat, Mr. Puds, what do you want me to do with this dead animal that you're leaving in our living room? I don't know why they do it, but if anybody has any advice on how to stop doing it, maybe you can let me know. Brian, how are you? You're on 98.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Grand. You left your pets with your brother when you went away, did you?
Yeah, he lives a couple of doors away from me. So I have two dogs and fish and a cat. So what happened was we had the early morning flight. So as you were all rushing out, you know, 4 a.m. to throw the luggage in the car, cat snuck outside. So what we did was we left the bowls outside at the front door for my brother to feed the cat, thinking that that's what he'd do.
Yeah.
But no, he didn't. The cat was left in the house for the week. So when we arrived back, fast forward a week later, we arrived back, I opened the front door. And as my partner was taking the luggage out of the car, I was like, don't come into the house. So when I went upstairs, there was 12 or 13 pills, whatever amount of wheeze in the bedroom. So long story short, the smell was just like you were saying earlier. The smell, we had to get new carpet and the smell was still there. The smell was there.
Oh, my God. So literally they'd been left alone while you were on your holidays. The cat's been left alone for how long?
For the whole week.
No,
not left alone as in the cat wasn't fed. My brother was feeding it in the head. When I rang him at 5 in the morning, screaming down the phone at him, and he was like, well, I thought it was a house cat. And you see, I said,
you obviously had no cat litter in the house.
No cat litter in the house. It was all left in the front porch for him.
And sorry, does your brother not have a sense of smell?
That's exactly what I said. I said, did you not get the smell? Now, we have a very clean house, don't get me wrong, but he said, I just thought it was the smell left because, you know, the house wasn't being aired and the windows were out.
So your brother thinks your house normally smells of cat wee.
My brother just doesn't think outside the box.
No, clearly he doesn't. He doesn't think outside the litter box, by the sounds of it.
The litter box, exactly. So when I say the smell was horrendous, I mean, it was just... Girlfriend went into the pack because, you know, we do the most, you know, as women do, the day before you go away, she had the house spotless before us all come home, to clean sheets on the beds, all that stuff. And then when we come back, the cat pill was up there, the curtains. Mainly,
stop.
You know, luckily enough, it was our bedroom and nowhere else. But yeah, there was about 12 pills, I think I counted. And then at the end of it, we had to get the carpet taken up with it. It's so true.
So how was the holiday, Brian?
Oh, it was great until we got back.
Yeah, so you're not letting the brother anywhere near your pets anymore, are you?
No, the next door neighbour, his son has changed. But yeah, my brother blamed it on me. It wasn't his fault, it was my fault. He should have told me that the cat had to go outside. Yeah.
I'm sorry for your troubles, Brian. That sounds absolutely disgusting. And it's not the cat's fault, in fairness. That's your brother's fault. One last call on this. Kev, you've cleaned up cats sick before. Thanks for filling us in with that bit of information.
Good morning, Jeremy.
And you're saying it's worse than a baby's nappy.
Look, I don't know what it was. It's a stench. And and baby's nappies, you know yourself, they're bad. But this, for some reason, this particular smell just horrendous. It's just like, and look, he was, unfortunately he's not with us anymore, but we have two more cats. So two cats rather than one. So, and I spent, like, a cat wee is toxic to children.
Oh, it's
like
kind disgusting.
Of dogs.
Yeah.
It's like wiping dog poo into a child's face. There's a thing about it, or for pregnant women, I think it's something to do with pregnant women.
Oh, really?
It can be toxic.
It would be, yes, no, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because I remember when my wife was pregnant, she worked with animals and she had to be very careful when she was pregnant because just cat wee is not nice, full stop.
No, but there is a toxicity in it that can harm unborn children. But in relation to the birth thing, the gift giving.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's a gift. They're
Yeah, but I didn't ask for the gift. I don't want a dead bird.
No, I know. I've had exactly what you've gone through. And the worst, apparently, the theory is don't give out to the cat because he'll go find something bigger.
Oh, really?
That's a theory. I don't know if it's true or not. It's only a theory, but apparently I've heard. No, don't scold a cat.
So hang on, my cat, because I gave out to my cat for bringing a dead mouse and a dead bird, he's going to come back with a seagull next week.
Well, that'd be one less people in the world. But you know what I mean? Look, I don't know how true that is, but that's what I've heard.
Thanks very much, Kevin. If anything, thank you. If anything, that it basically sums up what a lot of people feel, that cats are actually dirty. I thought cats were the clean animals, but they're actually dirty. And a lot of people texting in about that presence thing. I have a cat as well that regularly brings me home presents. Got a dead rat at the front door last week. Absolutely beautiful. Cats, says Joe and Kildare, bring home presents because they don't know how to get food because they don't hunt. That makes absolutely no sense. Oh, they don't. Sorry. Okay. They don't know how humans get food. Oh, okay. But sorry, Joe, my cats see me eating a lovely dinner every single day. They know I'm not hungry. There's no need for them to bring this stuff home. And to clean cat pee, use baking soda and vinegar, says that person. And finally, in relation to that man we were talking to a few minutes ago, who was told by his wife, if the cats are going, so are you. Somebody just texted in saying, I'd pack her bags. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. Thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts. But don't let that last 15 minutes put you off having a dog or a cat, because they are both animals are absolutely beautiful in their own way. But you just have to be prepared for living in a house that will smell of cat pee and dead rats.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.